check it out right here. Listen. Can we keep it real talk? Real talk. We all got our situation. Some need a healing. Some got the heat up. Some minus family need a miracle for all the stuff they dealing with. But the devil is a liar. You are an overcomer. You can take it from there. You got help on the way. There's a blessing with your name on it. Put your claim on. Fix me, Lord. Fix me, Jesus. Fix me, Lord. I'm calling out to you. I really need you. I need you like a river needs water. I need you like the air I breathe. Ooh, Lord, yeah. Ooh. I tried it on my own. Almost made a mess of myself.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Luke 17 and 11. If you have that, I want you to just for a minute stand on your feet and we'll read it together. You have it, so I have the word. And I'm ready to receive. Luke 17 and 11 says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this one stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. May God add a blessing to those hearers and doers of his word. Amen. We don't want to forget about Thanksgiving. Amen. That's the purpose of the message on this morning. Amen. Amen. When you become thankful, that's the attitude that God can bless. Amen. Because we rush right through Thanksgiving and we go on to Black Friday. Or fight Friday night at the fight Friday. Because you know what happens on that day. Amen. All of the stuff that goes on, and we want to get to those sales, and we forget that we're still in the time of Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. And so I want you to be thankful in this season. You know, it's not all about how much money you spend and who you spend it on. Amen. But it's about being thankful for the season, amen, and being thankful. Even at Christmas time, we should be thankful for what Jesus has done for us, amen? Amen. And so I want to use for a thought this morning, at least tell him thank you. Amen. That's the least you could do, is tell God thank you. Amen. Luke is the writer of this gospel, the gospel according to St. Luke. Luke was a companion of Paul. Luke wrote this gospel and also the book of Acts to Theophilus, who was a dignitary, one who had a high rank in politics. Amen. And I know people don't like to hear that, you know, that godly people should be in politics and whatnot, but I beg to differ, not to say that they should just hold office, but they should at least influence it. Amen. Amen. Luke was writing to him to influence this man, amen, and to show him the things that Jesus had done. And it's not about trying to influence legislation more so than it is to help the community, amen? And so here it is, Luke, the writer of this gospel, writes to Theophilus. And the name Theophilus, as I said before, his name means lover of God, amen. And so how many know that this book is written to those who love the Lord, amen? And so Luke begins to write, and even in this 17th chapter, Luke begins to talk about, most of it is in red, amen? And so you know that that means that who's talking? Jesus is talking, amen? And Luke is beginning to share something, and he's saying that this is what Jesus said in the first verse. He says that it is impossible, but that offenses will come and war unto him through whom they come. So he begins to talk about the things that were going to happen, the offenses that were going to happen. And he talks about how not to offend little ones. He said, but it's better for you when you offend little ones to that a millstone be put about your neck and cast into the sea. Things like that. Jesus even talked about forgiveness. He talked about how many times we ought to forgive our brother when they have done something against us. Amen. He talked about those essential things that we need to remember as Christians. Amen. And you know, what saddens me in this day and age, and I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on now in the in Christendom, in the Christian world. We have a ultra-conservative right as Christians that showed their true colors. Amen. They showed who they really were in this very last election. Amen. And I, you know, it may be some watchdogs in here, but I don't care. I'm going to say it. Amen. But they showed their true colors because they made a decision to decide that a religion that had been called a cult forever, for 100 years now, becomes a part of Christianity so that they can get their quote unquote candidate elected. And I believe that that's a game that they play, amen? They have, you know, they have the largest churches, they have the most influence, they have the most money when it comes to churches and things like that, and they thought that they could influence people, amen, by them saying that this man was a man that was of Christian faith, amen? And there's a difference between the Christian right and then the Christian left, amen? Because some of us, we don't want to just go on what they tell us to go on to, amen? Some of us really stick to what the Word of God is saying, amen? And I'm saying that to say that, you know, even in Luke's day, he had to be able to influence people because there were some people that thought they were right. Amen. And so we need to use our Christian influence, amen, how we treat each other, what we say to each other, what we do, amen, to win people to God. And then once we have influenced them, once we have told them the things that God would like for them to hear in love, amen. We can't just do stuff in hatred. Amen. We can't do stuff because we just want to do it. We have to do it because God commanded us to love even our very enemy. Come on and say amen. And so we need to be careful how we treat one another. Luke begins to talk about this in chapter 17. Amen. And he lets us know that we ought to forgive one another. Jesus is talking. Amen. And he begins also, even in the same chapter, to talk about faith. And he says that we ought to have faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And if we can have that much faith, just a little bit of faith, then we can do some things. We can move mountains out of the way. As I remember and reminisce back on, how in the civil rights movement, those people had a little bit of faith. And they believed, amen, even Dr. King, he said, I may not get to the promised land with you, but I've looked over and I've saw the promise. And I believe this is what God has taken us to. And 40 years later, look at what God does. He gives us a person that looks like us in the White House, amen? And they call it the White House not because it's painted white. And what I'm saying is that we should be influential in our community. We should be influential and treat one another the way that Jesus is saying in the 17th chapter. And he's saying all of this while he's on his way to do what God has sent him here to do. Amen? And so what I'm saying to all of you Christians today is that while you're on your way to do what God has for you to do, take time out to see about people in the community. Take time out to see about other folks that are less fortunate than you. That's what we are here to do. Amen? And so while Jesus was on his way, look at what happened. The Bible says in verse 11, while he was on his way, he says that it came to pass he was going to Jerusalem and he passed through Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village and there met him 10 men that were lepers. Now, here's the problem, and I brought that Christian right and left stuff up for a reason. Here's the problem. It's because the Christian right say these same lepers would have been left without any help. Amen. But those of us who know that Jesus says for us to help all of them that need, would not have left them in the ditch. Amen. So we got to watch these things. We got to watch and see what's going to transpire in the months to come and see who's really going to be a Christian. Amen. Look at this. Jesus said, and it came to pass that he went through Jerusalem into Galilee. And then he says that, and he entered into a certain village and there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Now, the thing about it, Jesus was on his way. He was on his mission, but he didn't think that his mission was so important that he didn't need to stop and take care of some people. All right. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, look at this. He says, first off, they were lepers. So we look at their condition. Their condition was that they had a disease. They had something that diseased them. Come on and say amen. They had a disease, and their issue was deeper than the skin. Oh, come on and say amen. Sound like some of the people we've dealt with here in the last few weeks. Their issue is deeper than the skin. Amen. They blame it on the skin, but then he said, look at this. He says that they were lepers, and so they had a disease that was deeper than the skin. They had a common affliction that defiled them, that left them distant from everyone else, and it was claimed that a person that had leprosy, they were doomed and damned. Come on and say amen. Because it was a death sentence. Once you got leprosy, it was a death sentence. Wasn't no coming back from that. Amen. And so when we look at their condition and we look at their common affliction, we see that they had something that started on the inside, and by the time it manifested on the outside, they begin to lose their body parts. They begin to lose fingers and their nose and their ears. Things begin to fall off and rot off. Come on and say amen. And so not only that, but their voices, even their vocal cords became affected by this disease called leprosy, and they had a hoarse voice. Amen. And so these people who had a disease and they had been defiled, so they had been separated, distanced. They had to stay 50 feet away from everybody. And if somebody came near them, they had to cry out, unclean, unclean, to let them know, don't come near me because I'm unclean. Amen. And so these lepers, they stood afar off. Now, there was a great multitude of people following Jesus. And the thing that we have to see here is that Jesus don't just talk the talk. Jesus walked the walk. Because when he tells you to love your neighbor, love your enemy, to heal the sick, to do all these things, to help the poor, Jesus really means it because he shows us by his actions. Amen. You know, and now the church world that we see today, they talk all of this talk, but they're not about the action. Amen. They put a bunch of rules and a bunch of laws there, but then they don't have any action, no love with their law. See, it was the law that separated these men. Oh, come on and say amen. But it was the love of God that brought them back from their separation. Oh, Lord, help me today to preach this. And so he says that now they stood afar off. And then now we see their condition. But then in verse 13, he says, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They begin to cry. They had a condition and a common affliction, but they begin to cry out to Jesus. Now, remember, I said that their voices, because of the disease, the vocal cords were that it left them hoarse. And so they had to cry out together in order for Jesus to hear them. Oh, come on and say amen. And see, when they begin to cry out together, their voices were louder together. They figured it out, amen? And see, what we got to figure out is that we need to be thankful. And we need to praise God together. That's why David said in Psalm 34, he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Come on and say amen here. We need to learn how to praise God together. And if we can't be on one accord and praise God, then shame on us. Amen. There's something going on that the church is going to start singing. We're all going to start singing the same songs. Amen. Oh, yeah, we're all coming to a point to where we know how to praise God together. No matter what church you go to, we are singing some of the same stuff. We're appreciating God in some of the same ways. Oh, come on and say amen here. And so here it is. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when they said Master, they wasn't saying Rabbi like many of the other translations. They were saying Epistah. And what they were saying is, they said, Chief, Commander, the one who has power to meet our needs, we're calling on you. And so when they began to say to Jesus, Master, they were letting him know that, look, if it's not for you, we don't have nothing. Oh, yeah, they were letting him know that we can't do anything without you, that you have the ability and the power to meet our need. They were showing their faith by saying, Master, have mercy on us. They were just asking for mercy, amen? They had been through so much. They had been separated from their family. They had been separated from their finances. Come on and say amen. They had been separated from their religious worship. They couldn't even go and worship God. They had been separated. They lost everything, and they were considered dead to many, amen? And so here was these lepers who were considered nobodies. They were considered dead to everyone. They said, have mercy on us. We know that you have the ability. We know that you have the power to meet our need. And that's what we have to do as a church. We have to make sure that we call out to God and say, God, you have power to meet our need. And God will supply all our need according to his riches in glory. And since he supplies our need not for us to be, you know, to just store it up, but he supplies our need so that we can help others. Oh, come on and say amen. He supplies what we need so that we can help each other out in our time of need. Amen. And so, you know, one thing I realize about God is that God will not do what you can do for yourself. Oh, praise his name anyway. If he's giving you the means to do it and the ability to do it, he's not going to do it for you. Amen. He'll open up the opportunity for you, but you have to go and do it for yourself. Come on and say amen. And so here it was, these lepers. They saw Jesus coming by. It's a sad day when we know Jesus can do something for us and we won't lift our voice. It's a sad day when we know that he has the ability to heal us, to deliver us, to set us free, to open doors for us, and we refuse to call on him and say, God, I'm crying out because I need your help. Oh, hallelujah. It's a sad day that we, instead of us turning to God, we turn to man. We turn to political figures, and we turn, oh, come on and say amen, to the preacher. We turn to somebody who we think can help us and give us a handout. Instead of calling on them, why don't you drop to your knees and say, Lord, have mercy. I need your help. I need your intervention. Come on and say amen here. Oh, yeah. And then so just like this, look at this. And so when we look at their leprosy, now we got to understand here that Jews, just like some of the church folk that we go to church with at times or we meet someplace, maybe not at this church, but at some churches, they attribute your suffering with your sin. Amen. They said the Jews, they cast them out, and they said the reason why you have leprosy is because you were a bad sinner. Amen. Some people had leprosy because they were around somebody else who had leprosy. Wasn't because they did something wrong. Oh, come on and say amen. But it's because of what, you know, suppose that parent had leprosy and the child got it. Come on and say amen. It happens all the time in our community. Come on and say amen. And I'm going to show you how. Because some children have no choice of what they've been taught and what goes on the inside of them. And it becomes a leprosy, and it gets them separated from society because some point in time they may become incarcerated. Y'all don't hear me now. I'm trying to preach to you and bring it to your level. Amen. You got to see here that sometimes it can be because of their association with somebody who instills some hurt, some pain, something on the inside of them that finally ate them up to the point that they were not able to function in society. And we need to realize that it's our duty, just like Jesus, not to pass by and ignore them. We look at this and we see that the Jews, they said, instead of trying to help them, instead of trying to get them healed, let's just get rid of them. We don't want them around. Now, whether you realize it or not, but there's some groups that were set up in the early 1900s just to exterminate black folk, to get rid of us. It were, amen? Instead of, you know, showing us or giving us what we need to help ourselves, they decided, well, we need to just get rid of them because sooner or later they're going to take over. Amen. And I'm not preaching black and white here, but I'm telling you the truth. And so we can't afford to do our very own people the way that they have done us. We can't cast them away, cast them to the side. Amen. They're crying out. You, come on and say amen. You pass by children. We come to church with children. We go to school with children who are hurting, who have situations that's going on in their life. And we can't pass by and just say, oh, well, they won't be still. They must have ADHD. You need to find out what's going on with them. Come on and say amen. Oh, they just bad. They are no good. All they want to do is act a fool. Well, you need to find out why this child is acting the way that they are. There's something on the inside, and if there's something on the inside that's got them acting that way, you put something on the inside that get them from acting that way. Give them a word. Give them some encouragement. Teach them the right things. Oh, come on and say amen. If you think I'm on my soapbox, so be it. But that's our duty toward mankind. Amen? Hallelujah. Now let's go on a little further here. He says, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Go show yourself unto the priest. Now he commanded them because he had compassion on them. The only reason God speaks to us is because he has compassion on us. The only reason he sent his word is because he had love for us. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so his son is his word. John 1, chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh, come on and say amen. And as you read that, you'll find out that Jesus is the word. He sent his word and healed us. The only reason why God sends a word and gives a command or even speaks to us at all is because he loves us. And the only reason Jesus spoke to these lepers is because he loved them. Oh, my God, today. He loved them, and so he had compassion on them. He gave them a command, and he answered them. Amen? You know what? The fact that God answers us should be enough for us. But that's not ever enough. We always say, I got to see something. God, I want you to do this. God, I want you to do that. And if you want me to do this, God, show me a sign. We can't do that. The fact that he's given us an answer in his word, the fact that he's given us an answer is enough. And we ought to have faith to believe that God will cause us to overcome no matter what. Amen. Amen. And so he told him, he said, go show yourself to the priest. Now, you got to understand something here. He told them to do something pretty hard. Because it was the priest that put them out in the first place. They had to go back to the same one that had said that you are not worthy, that you are so diseased, that we're going to excommunicate you from the assembly. We can't deal with you, so get out. He had told them to go back and see the very one that put you out, that put you in this condition. Come on and say amen. Now, you know, if that was us, if we had to go back to the person who had done us wrong, who we feel like separated us from our family, that we feel like that caused us some grief, we would not be able to go back to that person and talk to them. We would not be able to go back to that person and show them that we are all right. Now, see, the thing about this that I love about the lesson that we're learning in this is that we are all like those lepers. At some point, we were all unclean. Come on and say amen. But we ran across Jesus, and he gave us a word that healed us. And now we need to go back and show the one that put us out, the one that said we were no good. Go back and show them that I'm better. Oh, yeah, I'm much better. Go back and let them see that I've been changed. Let them see that there's a new creature here. Oh, yeah, behold, if he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And so now I need to show myself to the very ones that think that I'm no good. Hallelujah. I need to show myself to them. Amen. Need to let them see that God healed me. Need to let them see that God is my deliverer. That I don't rely on people. I don't rely on stuff and things to make me what I am, but God makes me what I am. Hallelujah. Now we understand that they had a condition, and that they cried out to the commander. They got a command that he had compassion on them, and he told them to go and show yourself to the priest. Now, we find out now that after they were on their way to show themselves to the priest, there's a conclusion that we need to get to here. He says now, he told them to go show yourself to the priest, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, as they obeyed him, something happened to them. And you know, the one thing we have to see here is that the more we obey God, something will happen on the inside of us that will make us what we are supposed to be. Amen. They were cleansed as they went. And so there was a process that happened after they decided to obey. And as they begin to go, the process took place inside of them, and they begin to see a change in themselves. You see, if nobody else sees the change first, you need to see it. Oh, come on and say amen. Even if nobody else want to give you the benefit of the doubt, you need to say, I know I've been changed. Oh, hallelujah. You need to be convinced within yourself. And no matter if they never pat you on the back and say, I can see a difference, you need to be able to see a difference in yourself. Hallelujah. Because people don't rejoice when you change. People don't rejoice when you get better. People don't rejoice when things go your way. They rejoice when you don't have anything. They rejoice when you fall short of your goal. Come on and say amen. You know I'm telling the truth. Oh, because some of you rejoice when other folks don't achieve anyway. Oh, praise his name. But I don't want to be like that. I want to rejoice with them that rejoice. I want to praise God for those who have been blessed. Amen. If I haven't been blessed already. Oh, come on and say amen. Oh, yeah. He says that as they went, they were cleansed. But look at verse 15. And one of them, and I'm almost done now. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Now, here it is. You got 10 of these people, 10 guys. Amen. The number 10 is the number of order. God blessed them because they were in order. Amen. They abided by the law, but then the love of God overshadowed them. Amen. Oh, yeah. God ordered and commanded his love toward them. And as they went, they were cleansed. And all of them were cleansed, but the one realized that I'm healed. Now, can you imagine that he had been, he had been